The search and rescue operation for a man who jumped off a boat has now become a search and recovery operation. Police and the Coast Guard say they made the call this morning because of the time that had elapsed since the incident occurred, rough seas and current patterns, as well as the water temperature. The man was one of two who jumped off a boat off the coast of East End Tuesday after the vessel was approached by officers on patrol. Packages of what appeared to be ganja were recovered in the incident. Police say the Office of the Ombudsman is overseeing matters in the investigation because it potentially involves the serious harm of a member of the public who had been in recent contact with the RCIPS. Police are continuing to ask the public to help them find the missing man in the event he did make it safely back to shore. He is described as tall, dark-skinned, with long dreadlocks. He was last seen wearing shorts and is believed to be known as Blacks or Paul. If you have any information about the incident or the person, contact the RCIPS Major Incident Room at 649-2930. Police also say all people detained from the suspicious vessel remain in custody. They have been tested for COVID-19 as part of the COVID-19 protocols. All came back negative. An investigation into the importation of the drugs is underway. No positives for COVID-19 today from the latest results. Dr. Samuel Williams Rodriguez, the medical officer of health, reports 270 tests carried out since Wednesday. Again, none are positive for COVID-19. Cayman has seen 269 total confirmed cases year to date. 252 people have recovered. We have 15 active cases as of today, the 26th of November, and two deaths. The first, the original cruise passenger who came ashore for treatment, and the second, a returning resident who passed away in mid-November. The Cayman Islands government agrees to a request from the government of Turks and Caicos Islands for the temporary transfer of two convicted male prisoners. Radio Cayman's Janda Gallego has the details.
A statement from the Office of the Governor says the prison estate in Grand Turk experienced significant damage during hurricanes Irma and Maria in late 2017, which was exacerbated by a fire in the high-security wing that resulted in its demolition. Work to rebuild is underway, but is still in its early stages. According to the statement, since 2017, Turks and Caicos Islands experienced a rise in serious crime and more prisoners in custody there, causing a strain on the ability to provide safety and security. The TCI government transferred the two prisoners here as part of its efforts to sustain safety. The prisoners will be held at Her Majesty's Prison Northward until the security situation of the prison in Grand Turk enables their return. The handover of the prisoners from TCI Prison Service staff to officers of Her Majesty's Cayman Islands Prison Service took place at Owen Roberts International Airport. The prisoners will be managed in accordance with the COVID-19 precautionary arrangements at Her Majesty Prison Northward and will remain in isolation pending negative test results after 14 days in quarantine. In addition to COVID-19 protocols, the necessary security measures will be in place at the prison to ensure the safety of the two prisoners as well as the community at large. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
His Excellency Governor Martin Roper says he's pleased that the Cayman Islands, because of the quality of our prison service, has been able to step in and support a fellow overseas territory grappling with, quote, a difficult set of circumstances. UK ministers approved of the transfer, which is permissible under UK legislation, and under the circumstances, we're told the Premier was also content for Cayman to help out. We also heard from Director of Prison Steve Barrett, who tells Radio Cayman the prison service is up to the task.
I was very open to providing support to one of our sister prison services, given the pressures that they are under. The prisoners we received will be subject to a period of assessment, and the outcome of that will determine how we manage them going forward.
Director of Prisons Stephen Barrett there on the temporary transfer of two prisoners from Turks and Caicos to Grand Cayman. Police are investigating a serious car crash this morning that sent one person to the hospital and caused traffic delays for several hours. Just before 5:30 this morning, emergency crews responded to the report of the collision along Shamrock Road near Woodland Drive involving a pedestrian. The pedestrian was taken to the Cayman Islands Hospital for treatment for serious injuries. The matter is under investigation. The incident caused delays for several hours, not just to commuters, but school buses as well. The roads have since been reopened. Government's new free hop-on, hop-off shuttle service for Georgetown starts on Monday.
We look forward to providing this shuttle service, which will have a number of short and long-term benefits for the residents of Grand Cayman. It will assist many of our residents, particularly our older persons, who often struggle to get around Georgetown. And in the long term, we hope that the shuttle service will support Cayman's energy efficiency goals through a reduction in emissions. If the shuttle service proves to be successful, we aim to expand the service and make it a permanent fixture for Grand Cayman.
Infrastructure Minister, the Honourable Joey Hugh, tells Radio Cayman the service will hopefully reduce the number of cars making short trips in and around the centre of Georgetown while addressing traffic and parking issues in town. Government has contracted local tour buses for the program to help people in the tourism industry who are unemployed right now. The shuttles will be branded so they're easy to spot and passengers will be required to wear masks. The Georgetown shuttle service will run daily on a continuous loop from Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Government's Environmental Task Force is targeting the island's derelict vehicle problem as we move into the holidays.
And derelict vehicles has been an issue on this island for quite some time now. We have been concentrating all the districts, right? And we realize the problem is with derelict vehicles, you find that some of the owners don't know what to do with the vehicles once they reach the end of life.
Department of Environmental Health Director Richard Sims is part of the new task force, and he says the public needs to be aware of their responsibilities when they no longer have use for their vehicle. Another issue?
Persons who came here on the island on work permit, they will work for about 2-3 years, maybe in some cases, buy a used car that is several years old. When they're returning, they just leave the vehicle. They didn't sell it, or they tried to sell it before leaving. Wasn't successful in that. And then you find the vehicle parked somewhere. You know, there's no way of track or tracing the owner because they're gone.
The law requires government agents to put 24-hour notices on the car, giving the owner a chance to move it. But if the car is still there, then the car is carried to the landfill.
This task force was put together in August. And since then till now, we have actually removed 352 vehicles off the streets already. And that's just within this short period of time.
Wow.
I'm not giving you the numbers from 2018.
Yes.
You know, because you know you're going to realize that this is really a serious problem that we're having.
Mr. Sims tells Radio Cayman on average at least 400 new vehicles are registered in Cayman every month, and it is actually very easy to arrange for government to collect your derelict vehicle. Just call the Department of Environmental Health and pay a $75 transportation fee, and the DEH will come and get the car for you. The Summer in the City internship program at Cayman Enterprise City will be accepting applications soon.
Applications will be opening up in Christmas break, and then it actually takes place during the summer. So it could be as early as May, and pretty much from May to September, kind of the summer break.
Bianca Moore with Cayman Enterprise City tells Radio Cayman the deadline to apply is usually around March. So plan ahead if you have a young person in the household interested in snagging a spot.
It is quite a lengthy application, developing your CV, answering all these survey questions. And then you are placed around April, May time. And then that's when your internship begins.
Ms. Morris says the internships are a great way for students to hit up a diverse set of companies, as CEC encompasses a wide array of businesses.
So people could either go into digital marketing and learn everything about developing a website, search engine optimization, all that. Or someone could go into artificial intelligence and do machine learning. We have a lot of software programmers out there. So it is, you are kind of put into this work environment and you are doing stuff that I do every day.
To get a first chance at the upcoming Summer in the City internship, you're encouraged to sign up for the CEC newsletter by heading to caymanenterprisecity.com. A newly found plant unique to Grand Cayman has been put on the critically endangered list, and the National Conservation Council needs your help to protect and conserve it.
So the plant is called Agesilla caymanensis. Unfortunately, it has no common name. It is that rare, and it is only found on Grand Cayman. The National Conservation Council is seeking public comments on a plan to protect and conserve this critically endangered species, Agesilla caymanensis.
National Conservation Council Secretary John Bothwell tells Radio Cayman they've drafted a species conservation plan for the plant, which would include a ban on the taking, possession, purchase, sale, or exchange of the plant without a permit.
We want the public to take a look and say, well, okay, we may not know what this plant is, but do the things being proposed make sense to us? Does this sound appropriate level of protection for a plant that is critically endangered? It's only known from a couple of spots around Grand Cayman. So we do want the public to know that this rare plant is out there and have a look at the conservation plan that's being proposed on the Conservation Council website and let us know if everything seems appropriate and we should go forward and try and really protect Aegisvilla caymanensis.
You do have a few weeks to weigh in on the plan. You can find the draft and survey document available at conservation.ky. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.